And focus today, Buddhism in Thailand. With a history of more than 2,500 years, Buddhism is practiced around the world by 350 million people. And one of the best-known and most accessible Buddhist countries is Thailand, a destination on the itinerary of 10 million tourists each year. VOA's Brent Hurd reports that more travelers are coming to study the Buddhist principles of meditation, compassion, and wisdom. And a few Westerners even enter the monastic life, a requirement by tradition of nearly all Thai men.
Jeffrey Oliver, an Australian with a relaxed presence and penetrating blue eyes, is discussing vipassana, or insight meditation, at a large temple in Bangkok.
We call it mindfulness meditation. It also refers to awareness, attention, just paying attention to your body and mind. You may start with breathing in and breathing out just to calm the mind. You may observe the rising and falling movement of the abdomen.
Mr. Oliver was a Buddhist monk in Myanmar for 8 years. He is one of a number of Westerners who have turned in their modern lifestyles for a life of service, poverty, and meditation. Mr. Oliver says he enjoyed living in Australia, yet wanted to develop his spiritual and mental well-being, a hard task in what he describes as the West's frenetic pace.
We function on the superficial level of our mind. We drive our car, we go to work, we eat food, we party, we sing, we laugh and cry, etc. But we don't have a very deep or sincere connection with our heart. We don't have a great deal of mindfulness. We function on a level of superficial awareness of our life.
Mr. Oliver established a Burmese monastery in South Africa and has written books on Buddhist meditation. About 20 foreigners listened to his reflections at the temple in Bangkok. They came for a variety of reasons. Dutchman Michael Insink is on a long journey through Asia.
Just on holiday here, actually, for 2 days in Bangkok, and I was walking by and haven't done anything with meditation, but I'm just curious, so that's why I'm here, actually.
Mappy Barr, a 60-year-old American from Phoenix, Arizona, is curious to learn more after she first met Buddhists in India.
That's my first experience of Buddhism, where I saw a gentleness in the people that I wanted to explore. I'm kind of tingling. I'm kind of excited, you know, and frightened at the same time. I don't mean to make light of it. This is not easy, but it could be what I've been looking for.
Branca Pereira of Portugal came to study neurology in Bangkok.
I think neurology, it's very related to Buddhism because both helps you to understand how your mind works and what you need to get well. If you understand how your mind works, you can become happier with that.
Branca Pereira wanted to experience longer periods of meditation, so she joined some 50 people led by Jeffrey Oliver on a 9-day retreat. Such retreats take place for visitors and locals alike in temples throughout Thailand. In the midst of forested mountains in central Thailand's Khao Yai National Park, the wake-up bell rings at 4 in the morning. The group rises for a pre-dawn meditation and then sits down for a modest breakfast. The rest of the day and evening is dedicated to meditation. Students remain silent and are encouraged to avoid worldly activities involving alcohol, radio, and television. All of this is designed to slow the mind down and develop concentration. Buddhists have been meditating in this way since 500 BC, when an Indian prince known as the Buddha, or Enlightened One, founded what has remained a dominant religious force in much of Asia. Buddhist attitudes of peace, mindfulness, and care for all living creatures attract many Westerners. Professor Thak Chadlom Tarana, director of the Southeast Asia program at Cornell University, says Thailand is a natural magnet for seekers of Buddhism because the country is relatively stable and has a unique history.
There's some truth in the fact that because the country is not colonized, that the Thais do not look at the Westerners with great suspicion. They're more welcoming and less suspicious. There has been some negative effects of colonization around the region, but I think Thailand has been spared quite a bit of that.
Although the Buddhist teachings have been known throughout Asia for thousands of years, Westerners have learned about them only over the last century. Buddhist monasteries and centers are growing in Europe and the Americas as a result of both Asian immigrants and Westerners who return with Buddhist ideals from countries like Thailand. For Focus, this is Brent Hurd.